Chapter 8. A Big Surprise. The following days were some of the best that Clara had spent on the mountain. Each day, she found walking a little easier and was able to go a longer distance. Another week passed, and at last they saw the procession coming up the mountain again. When Grandmama reached the hut, she saw Heidi and Clara standing side by side. "Why are you not in your chair, Clara?" she cried. The two girls then began walking toward her. Grandmama could not believe what she was seeing. Clara was actually walking steadily beside Heidi. Grandmama ran to the girls and hugged them, unable to speak for joy. She then thanked Grandfather for all he had done for Clara. Meanwhile, Mr. Sessamon had also been preparing a surprise. Without saying a word to his mother or daughter, he had traveled to Switzerland and was now making his way up the mountain from Dorfli. Soon he came in sight of Grandfather's hut, which was only a little bit farther up. But the company at the hut had seen him approaching and recognized who it was. They prepared their own surprise. As Mr. Sessamon approached the hut, two figures came toward him. One of them was Heidi. But the other girl, the one leaning on Heidi, was a tall, healthy girl with pink cheeks. Mr. Sessamon suddenly stopped and stared at the two children. He didn't know if he was awake or dreaming. "Do you recognize me, Father?" Clara asked him, her face beaming with happiness. "Are you my little Clara?" He could not believe his eyes. He just kept hugging his daughter and smiling. Mr. Sessamon then greeted Heidi as kindly as ever. When he was introduced to Grandfather, he could not thank him enough for his compassion. Mr. Sessamon wanted to repay Heidi's grandfather for his kindness, so he asked to speak with him alone while the girls prepared dinner. "Tell me, in what way can I show my gratitude to you?" Mr. Sessamon asked the old man. Grandfather listened to the gentleman and said, "I thank you for all you have said, but I don't need anything. I have enough for myself and the child as long as I live. However, I am growing old and I won't be around much longer. I have nothing to leave the child when I die. If you could promise me that you will look after Heidi once I'm gone, then you would reward me for all I have done for your child." "I look upon the child as my own," replied Mr. Sessamon. "I promise you that Heidi will never be left in anyone else's care." As the evening passed, the party continued to enjoy each other's company. Sadly, there were many tears shed the following morning because it was now time for Clara to leave. Clara was very sad to say goodbye to the beautiful mountain home where she had been healthier and happier than ever before in her life. Heidi was also sad to see her dear friend go. She tried to comfort Clara by saying, "Summer will be here again in no time, and then you will visit us again." It was now time for the little family to go. Heidi ran to the far edge of the slope and watched them leave. She continued to wave to Clara until the last sight of them had disappeared.